RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Watching some Braves baseball. We'll do at 10 o'clock, we'll do our Braves closeout. Braves right now losing to the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-1. Charlie Morton, 4 1/3 inning, 3 runs given up, 4 hits. 4 strikeouts, has not given up a home run, but 80 pitches already through 4 1/3 inning. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our friend of the show, Bob Nightingale. He is the USA Today Major League Baseball columnist. You can also follow him on his personal Twitter page, at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta this evening.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Chuck.
You know, obviously, that was a wild one last night, 16-13. You know, it's funny because Austin Riley had 7 RBI last night, and, you know, we've been kind of waiting to see when he kind of breaks out because, you know, for all the success that the Braves have had and how good this offense has been, he's not had one of those 2 or 3 week stretches where he literally carries the ball club on his shoulders. Scary to think about that he really has kind of had, you know, in some ways an average year, and he really hasn't had that big breakout moment just yet.
No, I mean, he was an all-star and obviously such a steady guy. But, yeah, kind of surprised that he hasn't taken off. I didn't really realize that he had been kind of struggling until he had the big game yesterday. Just because he's so consistent, you kind of take him for granted. But, yeah, marvelous player, and obviously, you know, he'll be fine when it's all said and done.
Are they the best infield in baseball? And maybe is there anybody even close, I guess, when, you know, again, we got to see in the All-Star game all 4 of the Braves players, you know, cross the infield and obviously throw Sean Murphy into that mix as well. But is this the best infield in all of Major League Baseball?
No, absolutely. You know, when you say anything close, probably the Astros would be the closest, you know, with Bregman, Altuve, you know, Abreu, solid, young shortstop, Pena. But not like the Atlanta Braves. It's just too good of a team, and it was very cool to see them all, you know, in the All-Star game on the field at the same time.
Bob, I mean, obviously we've talked a lot about Ronald Acuña Jr. You know, the 44 stolen bases is really the number that, you know, has me really excited. I mean, again, this has always been a guy that if he could stay healthy, we knew he had that capability, but. Did you kind of see potentially a 65-75 stolen base kind of season from, you know, again, for all the success that they're having this year in Major League Baseball, You know, I don't know that I would have thought that somebody would get to 65, 75 steals just with the way the game is played nowadays, but he's on pace for about 70-plus steals right now for this club.
Yeah, I certainly didn't see that he'd be the guy to do it, you know, if I wanted to pick some different, you know, other guys, yeah, but not him just because, you know, of his struggles last year when he came back, and you're wondering, will he ever be that same guy? You know, he was a good player last year, but not a great player. And but no, it's a marvelous year. And I think with all the talk about Ohtani, people don't talk about what Acuna's doing nearly enough. Fabulous year. I mean, it reminds you of the Ricky Henderson days.
Bob, I mean, as we're approaching the trade deadline, you know, I do think that Alex Anthopoulos is one of those general managers that's just not going to sit back on his laurels and just kind of, you know, think everything, you know, is good as it is, status quo. But, you know, there's been, you know, some hiccups with this pitching staff. I mean, again, we don't know how quickly Fried's going to be back. I know he's starting in the minors. We don't know about Kyle Wright. It probably will be a while. Mike Soroka's still kind of trying to get his sea legs under him. Bryce Elder has had two really bad outings here of late where he's only pitched six total innings. You know, is there a starter on the marketplace that you think may be looked at by the Atlanta Braves that, you know, again, I know some people have said, you know, Giolito would be a guy that, you know, might could end up in Atlanta. And some people were thinking that maybe, you know, when he didn't start last weekend, that maybe he would just stay here. But is there a starter that you're looking at that you think might be linked to the Atlanta Braves?
Well, you look at the St. Louis guys with Jordan Montgomery, Jack Flaherty. You know, we look at the White Sox staff. I think I'd rather have Lance Lynn. I know he's got a higher ERA, 6, but a veteran guy, been through the wars in the playoffs, high strikeout rate, and gives you innings. The reason I'm hesitant in Giolito, just he's never done the postseason, doesn't have you know, good numbers, pressure situations. So that's why I'm a little hesitant on him. I like Lynn better. But then, you know, you say, okay, Atlanta's going to win the division. You know, you're really looking for a guy, you know, who's probably a frontline guy who's going to pitch in the playoffs. You know, certainly he's got to be no worse than your number 4 starter, maybe number 3 starter. So that's where they may, you know, say, okay, is Lynn the guy or should we go get somebody else? But I'm with you. I think they got to go get a another starter just for insurance, not to win the division, but you want to you know, keep guys rested. You want to keep the bullpen healthy and fresh, you know, come playoff time. But yeah, I'm a little, you know, a little concerned just how much they've struggled of late, just, you know, giving up those runs. I mean, you know, last night, you know, the way they played against a bad, bad White Sox team, you know, a little disturbing.
Bob Nightingale, national MLB columnist for USA Today, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, Bob, I was talking about this earlier in the show. You know, if I had told you that Charlie Morton would be on track to set a career high in wins, where, again, he's had 16 decisions and 18 starts. That's a remarkable enough number, but 10 wins thus far, and his career high is 16. He's going to have about, you know, probably about 14 starts. You know, he'll be in the low 30s. It is pretty remarkable that, you know, 39 going on 40 years old, this may be his highest win total that he's ever had in Major League Baseball.
No, it is amazing for a career as long as he's had, his age, and everything else. He just knows how to pitch. He's, you know, a smart guy. You know, he was like a Lance Lynn, just that, you know, the veterans that know how to do it. And, yeah, I mean, he's a perfect guy, just a workhorse to be in any rotation. You know, now it's a question of, okay, you need those guys just to the strikeout guys and guys on top of the rotation to help win a World Series. You know, it's always those guys. You know, I remember when it was Atlanta was in the playoffs, you know, year after year after year with Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavine. It was always Smoltz was a difference maker just with the strikeout arsenal and everything else. Where, you know, Glavine and Max gave you innings and great regular season, but it was Smoltz that really stepped up in the postseason.
All right, let's bounce around the major leagues a little bit here, Bob. You know, the Milwaukee Brewers are interesting. That's who the Braves are going to take on next after this Arizona series. They'll play the Brewers six times in eight games with a little two-game set up in Boston against the Red Sox. But, you know, Milwaukee's a team that you look at, and, you know, again, you've got Yelich in some of these players, but a lot of those guys have just not done a whole lot. Like, there's nobody that's running away on, you know, Milwaukee offensively. How are they getting it done? I mean, is it just a bad division, or have they been doing something specific that you look at that has gotten them in first place?
Well, they have pitching. Good back end, good bullpen back end, obviously, Devin Williams. And, you know, Corbin Burns, Woodruff has been hurt. Miley was very solid, and, you know, he got hurt recently. But just the pitching's carried them. The offense are doing what they can. I still think they need another bat, maybe a little bit more bullpen help. But there were those teams that can kind of scare you. I mean, they're not going to scare you during the regular season. They're almost going to win that division by attrition. But, you know, come playoff time, particularly if Woodruff gets back, you know, nobody wants to face, you know, Burns and Woodruff back to back.
You know, Bob, I have a question for you. I mean, again, you've got a good perspective on the national scene. You know, Cody Bellinger, Christian Yelich, I mean, those were literally maybe the one and two best players in all of the National League, and they were both MVPs of the league. And again, I know injuries have really been the main culprit, but why have those two guys in particular never, I mean, and it's not even close to the years that they had. I was talking about, you know, Yelich had a 44 homer season the year after he won the MVP. He's had 48 homers in 5 years. I mean, you know, again, I know injuries played a part in all this, but those two guys in particular, Yelich and Bellinger, like, they were the two premier players in the National League. They're a shell of what their former selves are.
Yeah, one thing about Yelich, though, I'll just read a little bit, is that he's having a nice renaissance. I'm not saying the MVP season, you know, like you said, Chuck, before, but he's having a strong year. I mean, he could have made the All-Star team. I don't know, you know, why he dipped off. I do know that, you know, the 2019 season when he won the MVP, or I think that was the year he won or finished second. Remember, he fractured his kneecap. Mm-hmm. Then he had a bunch of back problems. He wasn't the same. You know, Bellinger, and the Dodgers gave him every chance in the world to get out of this thing. And finally, he's starting to, you know, play well this year. He's got some trade value. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's what separates the all-time greats from the very good players. I mean, look at going to the Hall of Fame this week, and, you know, it's Fred McGriff. I mean, McGriff was, you know, 30 and 100 every single year. I just stuck out where, you know, like you said, there's so many guys who have one or two great years, but that's it. And I know, you know, Bellinger had some problems, but, you know, certainly Yelich did.
Yeah, I was, and the name Matt Kemp came to mind when you started saying that, because that was a guy I thought was really going to be one of the premier players for a long time in baseball. You know, obviously the story in Major League Baseball is what's going to happen with Ohtani. And, you know, right now the Angels are 500. I think they're leading right now. I saw your tweet about, you know, the idea that, look, they have the potential to be a playoff team. You know, I understand the idea from an outside perspective why people may think that Ohtani is on the trade block and this, that, and the other, but isn't this what the Angels have been waiting for, to at least get themselves in playoff contention and maybe make a run, you know, and get themselves in the playoffs and have a guy like Ohtani? Like, isn't this setting up for everything that they've been asking for?
No, you're absolutely right, Chuck. If they're going to trade him, they should, you know, would have traded him during the off season, and you know, somebody would have had him for an entire year, or even last year's trade deadline. So I don't, you know, they keep saying they're not going to trade him, and I believe them. I don't think there's any chance that they're going to trade him. The one thing people don't bring up, and they should, is how much money he makes the franchise. He makes the Angels about $20 million a year. So if you trade him, you know, there goes about $8 million in, you know, licensing and merchandise, that sort of thing. And then you're talking about a huge drop-off in ticket sales, particularly if this guy has a chance to go after the Aaron Judge's home run record. You know, certainly he's on pace now. So he makes so much money for the team. You know, what owner is going to flush $8 or $10 million down the toilet? You can buy a whole lot of prospects for that. You know, and people say, well, they can rebuild their farm system. I mean, how many trades do we see where a team trades away prospects and nobody ever turns out? You know, look at Atlanta, the guys they gave up were for Olsen or Murphy. You know, who's going to haunt them? You know, nobody.
Yeah. Last question for you, Bob. You know, it is remarkable that given the start that the Tampa Bay Rays had this year, you look now and the Baltimore Orioles are actually percentage points ahead of Tampa Bay, 58-37 to 60-39. It's been a remarkable run in Baltimore. The fact that, again, they've just kind of stayed steady, haven't gotten, you know, any real highs and lows and things like that. But it's been a remarkable run. And, look, I mean, this would be one of the best stories in baseball if they find a way to win that division.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's become like the union's worst nightmare that the teams that spend the most money aren't doing anything. You know, when you talk about the Mets, the Padres, and the Yankees, you know, all floundering badly. But, yeah, it'd be a great story. I mean, it does remind you of the Astros. I know Mike Elias came from the Astros organization. And, you know, they, you know, complete rebuild. I mean, they're losing 110 games a year, you know, for about three or four years there. And, but yeah, I thought Tampa Bay had this thing won, to tell you the truth. I thought, okay, here comes a Atlanta-Tampa Bay World Series. But, you know, you go back since May 6th, May 8th, whatever it is, they're one game under 500. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, crazy to think about. Bob Nightingale is on Twitter, at B Nightingale. National MLB columnist for USA Today, and he joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta. We will certainly chat again soon.
All right, look forward to it. Thanks, Chuck.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chuckery. Does Barkley really think that teams are going to pay him a lot more? We'll talk about that next. Chuckery in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.